Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. I love this interview. The title of this interview is called Success Secrets You Can Learn from a Rhinoceros. If you worry yourself into diarrhea mode every Sunday night because you can't stomach the thought of going to work the next day, you're probably a cow who wants to be a rhino. Meet Scott Alexander, author of Rhinoceros Success, a 30-year-old book that's still going strong today. The concept behind the book is that most people have a characteristic like a cow. They go through life being negative and rationalizing why they're not successful. Although they want to receive all the good things in life, they don't want to do anything differently to get them. Rhinos, on the other hand, are the entrepreneurs. They're the ones who charge through life with ambition and thick skins. And in this audio, you'll hear all the steps you can take to become a rhino, even if you're currently the biggest cow around. You'll also hear the real reasons even the most enthusiastic of rhinos find themselves giving up and what you can do when the going gets tough to keep yourself going. You'll hear strategies for finding the kind of goal that will get you charged up and ready for action. You'll learn the two things that you must put up with in life if you want to be a rhino. You'll hear an almost magic way to get rid of cow tendencies you might find yourself doing every once in a while. You'll learn the most important situation to put yourself in right now that will energize your creativity and get you charging. You'll learn the first and most powerful thing to do when you're done listening to this audio interview. Scott self-published his book in 1980 at the age of 23, and he says it took him 2 years to get rid of the first thousand, and he did that by giving most away for free. But in the third year, he sold 200,000 copies, and now it's up to 3 million and counting. So in this audio interview, you'll not only hear how to be a rhinoceros when it comes to business, but you'll also get a taste of what the self-publishing industry is like as well. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis, and I've teamed up with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Scott, I understand from reading your book that you were 23 when you became an entrepreneur. Tell us more about that.
I kind of believe that rhinos are born rather than made, and I'll bet you that as a kid, you did all sorts of entrepreneurial things. I'll bet you had paper routes or you collected bottles and sold them.
I was always doing something.
That's the way it is. Kids that are like that, kids that have that rhino spirit, they grow up into rhino adults, you know, and then people come to me and they'll say, I've been a cow all my life, and how can I be a rhino? And I'm, gosh, there might not be much chance for you. I was definitely an entrepreneur my whole life. I can remember from the earliest days, you know, having the paper routes and doing all that stuff. But it's not until you get out of high school that you really get out there in the jungle. And I guess that's when I became an official entrepreneur. And, you know, you think back on high school and, you know, they have those career days. There's the army and all these different occupations. But where's the booth for the entrepreneurs? You know, they don't have that. I don't think I knew what an entrepreneur was when I was in high school. I don't know if I ever heard the word. My mom had a book called Your Greatest Power that I just picked up and read when I was in high school. It was about the power to choose. You know, you have the power to choose. Do you want to be rich? Do you want to be poor? You can choose. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be sad? That's your choice. Every day you make the choices for where you're going to go and what you want to be. And that got me started on this hobby of reading all these positive motivational books when I was in high school. And I think that's what really lit the fire for me. I wanted out of school. I was sick of it. I didn't want to sit around and do school. I wanted to get out and have my own business and make money and change the world. You know, if you've got that rhino entrepreneurial spirit, it fans the flame. Now, my first business, I met a girl named Kim. We had just gotten out of high school, and she could clip dogs, bathe and clip dogs. So being the budding entrepreneur, you know, I made her my girlfriend. I said, hey, Kim, let's start a dog grooming shop. We'll call it Kim's Grooming. And that's where I got into the study of motivation, because I couldn't clip the dogs. I had to do something. So my job was to motivate Kim. Go, Kim, go, clip another one. And I'm just kidding, actually. We were charging $6 a dog back then, and we were making $18 a day between the two of us. But, you know, the important thing is, when you're starting, you just get out and do anything. And when you're a kid, what are you going to do? You're not going to open up some giant factory. You start with what you have. I had a girlfriend that could clip dogs, so that's what I started with. My brother and I, we would put on wrestling matches, and we'd have my parents come and watch, and we'd charge them. I'd love to take credit for all these changed lives, but I really believe that it's just people that have that rhino spirit, and they read the book, and they go, oh my gosh, this is me! You know, and then they have a label to put with how they are, and then the rhino rhino book just brings it out, and then they realize, oh my gosh, I'm a rhino. This is fantastic. The very first official business where I went and got a DBA and all that stuff was the little dog grooming thing, which only lasted 6 months because then we went broke. I had a little pickup truck, and I went and picked up the dogs and brought them back to my girlfriend's house where she put the dogs, you know. How old was I at that point? Like 20 years old. My next business was a mobile auto wash business. I still had my pickup truck, so I'm using that for my main asset. I'm going to put tanks of water and a pump and a hose and go wash the executive's cars down at the airport. And people do it all over the place now, but I think I was the very first guy that did it. We had a lot of publicity on it. And eventually I had three little trucks running around, but then, you know, I was still young and stupid. And what I really wanted was a big office, and I wanted phones and a secretary. And now I realize that stuff's called overhead, and it doesn't necessarily make you more successful. But back then I thought that's what I needed. So we got this big warehouse and then lost all our money again, went broke. And that's kind of when I came up with the idea for the Rhino book, because I don't know if you've ever lost all your money, but it kind of knocks the enthusiasm out of you. When you lose all your money, you start to get all depressed. And yet I was reading all the success books. I was dressing for success and not sticking knives in toasters and visualizing I was doing everything right, but here I was broke. But you know, I realized that I wasn't taking action. And then I realized, you know, there's two kinds of people in the world. There's cows and there's rhinos. And the rhinos are the people that are making everything happen. They're the ones that are out there charging. They're making their dreams come true. They're changing the world. They're building businesses, becoming wealthy, and just having a great time charging around out in the jungle. And that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be a cow. And cows are everywhere, and I know you know them, because there's about 95 cows for every 5 rhinos. And the cows are the complainers and the rationalizers, and oh, moo. They're always depressed. Everything's going wrong. They just want to rationalize why they're not successful.
What are some of the challenges that you met in your early years of being an entrepreneur?
Well, I think no matter what business you're in, you're going to have challenges. Usually it's money or lack of progress or discouragement. I have a different philosophy than a lot of motivational speakers. I'm not really popular as a motivational speaker because I go against the grain. You know, a lot of people say, well, it's easy if you think it's easy. But that never made sense to me. You know, if success were easy, if anybody could automatically become a success, it wouldn't be success, right? It'd be mediocrity. To be mediocre, you don't have to do anything. Just sit around, watch as the world turns, eat Danish pastry, step in each other's manure out in the cow pasture. But if you want to be successful, you got to get out there and charge. You have to do things that nobody else wants to do. Succeeding in business is tough. It takes a lot of fortitude and thick skin, putting up with the rejections and setbacks. I will say that back then, when I was 20 years old, things didn't bother me as much. I think back and I look at some of the things I did and I think, wow, I was crazy. Nothing was slowing me down. And I think that's just one of the benefits of being young and stupid, is you don't realize how hard something is and that you don't really have that good of a chance, but you just keep do it anyway, you know. The good thing is you get older and you become wiser and you get the thicker skin, you know. When you're out there, you have this attitude, damn the torpedoes. Excuse the expression, but that's the expression you have to charge with. Damn the torpedoes. Now, the torpedoes are the frustrations, the setbacks, the obstacles. You know, we all have these torpedoes being shot at us every day, especially when you're out there trying to do your own business. And those are the frustrations, the setbacks, the rejections, the no's. But when you're a rhino, you got the 2-inch thick skin, you weigh 6,000 pounds, you got hot, muggy rhino breath. You know, you have more audacity to go out and do the things that you need to do to get out there and just to keep charging and keep persisting. Cows give up. Rhinos never, ever give up.
How did you come up with this amazing concept?
I originally wrote the book for myself because I was in that period in between businesses. I needed motivation. And, you know, I'd read all the books. I knew what I needed. I needed just to get out there and make it happen. And there's really no secret of success because Nike has broadcast it all over the world in their commercials, and that's just do it. And really, that's all success revolves around. But I was at that point where I wasn't just doing it. I just needed to just get out there and just do it. But people don't want to just do it. They want to hear there's got to be some easier way. But you know, I realized I had to get out there and take action. And originally I wrote this book for myself just to kind of pump myself up, and it was like the standard thing where you take the flying like an eagle. You know, I was taking a trait from all different animals, and I had the thick skin of the rhinoceros. But then as I started writing this thing about the rhino, I realized the rhino's got it all. You know, he's got the thick skin. They weigh 6,000 pounds. They've got a lot of mass behind them. They charge. They're famous for that. And then the opposite of the cows were the rhinos that are out in the pasture. So it all just fit together beautifully. And, you know, I realized I only needed the rhino. That's all you need to do is just be a rhino and get out there and charge, take action. And so I just had, I think it was 1,000 books I had printed up. And it took me about 2 years to get rid of the first 1,000. And a lot of that was giving away, and it was really hard. My wife and I were just barely hanging on, but it was just that thing where when you got an intense desire and a dream, nothing can slow you down. And I don't really remember being that discouraged, although I know we went through very discouraging times. But after the second year, one of these big multi-level companies caught on to it, and we sold 200,000 the next year. We're up to somewhere around 3 million books now, and it's been printed in a lot of different languages, and it's done well. It's like any business when you're starting. It's like pushing a locomotive. You know, it's really hard to get it going in the beginning, and it takes a long time to get the thing even moving. But once you get a little momentum going, it always gets easier and easier. You know, you've got to expect that with any business.
Let's kind of touch on that a little bit more. Now, the definition of a rhino is thick skin.
But a lot of people will say, oh, Scott, so you're a rhino, and you have this idea of thick skin, and you step on your friends to get where you want to go, and you're unfeeling and uncaring. It's mm-hmm. the total opposite. The rhinos are the most giving people. They're the friendliest animals out in the jungle, because in order to be successful, you have to give to get. And most people don't realize that. The cows, they don't know. The more successful you want to become, the more you have to give. Well, cows, they don't want to give. And cows are the people that want to have things given to them. And you know cows because most everybody is a cow. Rhinos are really actually a pretty rare animal when you compare them to all of the cows out there. But not that we don't like cows. We love everybody, but we want to be rhinos because it's more fun to be out in the jungle, and as long as we're going to be living life, we might as well be having fun and making an adventure, right?
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis reporting for Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Okay, so let's talk about the cows a little bit, because we could be a rhino and be in the cow's world, meaning being around people that are negative and pulling us down. That's not a good match, is it?
No, but it's going to happen because there are so many cows. It's very hard to live your life and not get around the cows. You just have to learn to recognize who they are and, you know, and why they're the way they are, and definitely not let them affect you and your dreams and what you want to do with your life. That's why I think it's so important if you're going to get married, you get married to a rhino. You don't want to be chained down to a cow, you know. I imagine that causes a lot of trouble. You know, when somebody's ambitious and wants to do things and the other one's all blah, moo. Yeah, it's hard enough dealing with all the other cows. If you have a partner that is one, oh boy, that's tough. I think that a rhino is going to be attracted to other rhinos. I'm sure that it happens. The book is written that anybody can read it. You know, you can basically sit down in an hour and read it because there's not that much to success. Either you're going to do it, you're either going to become a rhino and get out there and have fun and make things happen and change the world. Some people have said to me, Scott, why don't you write a child's version of it? I go, have you read the book? You don't have to have a college degree to understand this.
And I heard that you self-published this book, so that had to be challenging, especially back then, huh?
Right. Well, you know what happened is the customers that I had from my mobile auto wash business, I went to them and borrowed money from them to have the first printing done. It was a thing where I used the contacts that I had made from my first business and got the second one going.
How can we, as home-based business owners, use your model of being a rhino, help us move forward in our business?
Well, the first thing is, like you say, don't fall into the trap with the cows of getting all your head filled with all the negativity. There's going to be millionaires being created no matter what. And I think the most important thing is just to have the right attitude, you know, because if you have the right attitude, you can get through anything, and it can be fun. And when you go on a safari, when you go out in the jungle, there's all sorts of bad things that can happen to you. You know, you might get stuck in the quicksand, there's poisonous snakes, you might get bit by a crocodile, but that's what makes it exciting. That's what makes the safari exciting. If you're going to just go on a trip and have no problems or no obstacles, what kind of exciting story are you going to have to tell? You know, right now we got lots of poisonous snakes and quicksand out there, so it's a good time for a rhino to be out charging. When times get tough like this is when people are losing their jobs, people are looking for ways to make extra money, people are leaving the cow pastures, and they're thinking, maybe I could become a rhino. There's all this new talent that's going to be looking for opportunities to get into businesses. It's a great time, actually, to be in a home-based business, to be helping other people, if that's the sort of business you have, where the more money you make by helping other people. My book, it's been out 30 years now, and it kind of goes on a cycle. When times are tough, my book does good because people are out there looking. They want to get out and do something rather than just work like a cow and, you know, have diarrhea on Sunday nights because they got to go to work the next day. And what kind of a life is that? Right now is actually an exciting time for rhinos because there's going to be a lot of new opportunities as long as you don't get drugged down into the manure with the cows. Don't leave yourself any out. I always tell people, just quit. Get going, you know. What's the worst thing that can happen to you?
Yeah.
But I think the important thing to do right now, while all this crud is going down, is make sure that you're hanging around with the rhinos. And when you're in business with other entrepreneurs, you know, it's easy to forget all the other cows and all their stuff they were doing because then it starts to get exciting. So it's important to start hanging around the rhinos. You know, they're easy to tell. They're the people that when you're with them, you feel encouraged, and they encourage you, and, you know, you're excited when you're around them. And then there's the cows, and when you're around the cows, you know how you feel, and you start to get discouraged. As you associate, so you become. So you want to make sure that you're hanging around the rhinos. Read books. You know, there's tons of great books out there, and just fill your mind with all the good, positive stuff because you're going to need it.
Just kind of move into the personal and the financial part of our life. Is it important to be a rhino in that category as well?
Well, of course. Success is success in every area. There's financial success, which is very important to some people, but then I'm sure you've met some very rich people that are unhappy, and they're failing in other areas of their life. And then there's people that, you know, are very socially active and successful but have no money. And, you know, we want to have a balance of everything, obviously, and success in any area, whether it's physical or social or spiritual or work, it's the same principles. Just do it. You know, just get out, be a rhino, have the thick skin, and set goals. I think that's the main thing is you ask people, well, what are your goals? Very few people even know what their goals are. You know, people come to me and they say, well, Scott, how can you help me become a rhino? And I say, well, what do you want? And, you know, they don't know. How can you help somebody if they don't even know what they want? The first thing is getting desire. If nobody can help you, if you don't have any desire, I mean, that's a sad thing. And that's the people that go to work every day. They hate it, but they just complain. They just keep doing it. Well, this is the way life is. You know, that's not the way life is. That's the way life is for the cows. But again, you have your choice. And that's all it boils down to. There's a switch inside of you, and you just got to either switch it on the rhino side or the cow side. Now, if you think you can be happy being a cow and just doing nothing and just subsisting and eating yucca junk every day and not having any fun and be happy, well, then be a cow. Somebody has to take the job. If you want to enjoy life and have a little excitement and have adventure and change the world, then turn the switch to rhino and just get doing it. I say quit your job. You know, sometimes people try to do these little incremental things. Sometimes you just got to go all the way. You know, it's got to be full on. Sometimes the advice that you gave would apply. Keep your job and get something going on the side. Sometimes that might be more smart. I remember in the very beginning when I was starting, I would have jobs. I worked at the mall selling men's suits in between businesses. You got to get money somehow, but your job does not become disgusting to you at that point because you know it's just a tool you're using to get money to start your next thing. You always got to have that vision of where you want to go, and I think that's when life becomes discouraging for people is when there's no vision of what am I going to do with my life? You know, it just becomes the cow rut. And Schuler says, what would you do if there was no chance of you failing? You know, I mean, that's a great way to think, you know, because theoretically, you can do anything in your life that you want to. Starting today, you could just say, okay, as soon as this radio show is over, I'm going to start doing whatever it is that you think would be an exciting thing to do. And this is a perfect time to do it because there's all this ruckus going on and you just need any excuse to do this. But no matter what you decide you want to do, you could do that. And you don't have to have the money. You don't have to have the connections. All you need is the desire in your mind and then to start working towards it. And it might take you a year. It might take you 10 years. It might take you the rest of your life. You might not even ever get it. But at least you're out there in the jungle charging it down, and that's what it all boils down to, is just being out in the jungle and chasing down your dreams. You know, because that's what makes life fun, is having something to charge at and something that you're going for. On one hand, I say, hey, if you got any cow tendencies, maybe you're just a cow, just resign yourself to it. Now, I don't tell that to everybody, but that's what I'm thinking. I sometimes get cow tendencies where I laze around, and, you know, you lose a little bit of your steam, and I think that happens to everybody. You need to refuel yourself and get yourself re-energized sometimes. You just can't help sometimes falling into the cow pasture. I think the important thing is to keep that dream alive, because that's like the fuel cell that powers you. And the minute your vision dies, then, you know, you die. And that's the thing that keeps you going despite all the obstacles. And again, hanging around the cows, even if you are hanging around the rhinos, even if you are in a low state of energy, you just keep hanging around the rhinos, because that way you're staying plugged in. I have a new book that I'm coming out with this summer, and it deals with how to keep charging despite the obstacles. Because, you know, it's always easy when you first start out. Everybody always starts out with a bang, and there's lots of excitement and energy. But as things get going, it gets a little tougher, and that's when people drop out, when things get tough. And a lot of times when you're out there in the jungle, sometimes the brush just gets so thick that you can't charge. You're knocked out. You can't get up. You still got the rhino spirit, but the circumstances are such that it's making it very hard. And I say, well, sometimes you can't keep charging, but you just got to keep plodding. You just got to keep moving one paw in front of the other. And you're making very, very slow progress, if any at all. But as long as you have the attitude that you're still a rhino, it's still part of the adventure, you know. Here's another thing, Raven. This is a great thing I think people need to do. You know, right after the show is over, they're going to switch that switch, and they're going to get out there, and they're going to start charging. Another thing to do is to start your success book today and write your own story of how you made it through the obstacles, how things were so bad, and this is going to be your story. And I don't know about you, but when I read success books, motivational books, especially if the stories are ones where somebody has overcome great obstacles, there's no motivation in reading about somebody that became a millionaire overnight and there was no problems. You want to hear the juiciest, horrible details that they overcame. No matter what circumstance you're in, everybody's got to start their success journal tonight, and this is going to be their book that they're going to be on your radio show in a few years telling their story. And when you're writing these books, you want the more details of horrible stuff that you went through, the better. And that way you have a better attitude of your circumstances, because the tougher it is, the more exciting your book is going to be. You know, there's another analogy I like to use, mountain climbers. You know, they spend all this money to go mountain climbing, and they plan these trips for years, and then they got to get a flight to a mountain on the other side of the world, and then they start climbing this mountain. You know, and I always thought, why don't they just take a helicopter to the top, and they could shimmy down a rope, they could have a lunch and take some pictures. Why do they spend all these weeks climbing this mountain? And the reason is because they're mountain climbers. And it's the climbing of the mountain that is the exciting part. You know, that's what makes the memories. You don't have many memories just shimmying down a rope on a helicopter compared to spending weeks or months climbing up a cold mountain and sleeping on the side fighting the elements. That's what really makes a story. And so starting a business now and keeping it going, that's the equivalent of mountain climbing. And it's challenging, but it's fun, and you're going to be able to inspire others with what you've done. And that's why everybody's got to start documenting all this stuff. I think that the first thing is to analyze what is it that you really want, because that's what's going to turn you into a rhino if you don't feel like you're a rhino now. Because a rhino's got to have something to charge at. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just running around in circles, creating dust. You got to have something that you're charging at. And, of course, that's the most important thing is, you know, it's easy to get started, but you got to persist, and you got to keep charging, and you got to keep going despite getting hit by the torpedoes and knocked down and falling in the quicksand. So I would say three things basically is, number one, know what you want. If you don't know what you want, there's no use in any of this stuff. But know what you're charging at. Then number two is resolve to start hanging around with the rhinos and filling your head with the good, positive books and listening to other people that have done it and, you know, are still doing it and being encouraged by them. And having the thick skin and having the attitude that life's an adventure, and when it gets tough, that's part of the adventure, and you're going to have more stories, and it's all going to go in your book. And start the first chapter tonight on where you are right now. Start making it happen, and then just do it. That's all it boils down to. But people, you get involved in, you know, I got to dress for success. I got to walk across hot coals. I got to read this neuro-psycho-cybernetic programming. I have to visualize. No, you don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is get out and do something, you know, take some action. And that's what people don't want to do. But I think when your goal is strong enough, and if it's a goal that excites you, and if it's a big enough thing that gives you goosebumps, then you're going to get out and you're going to start working on it. You know, it's got to be a big enough goal that it almost sounds crazy. Because if it's just a boring goal, I want to pay off all my bills, that's not going to do it. You know, it's got to be something like, I want to change the world somehow and create some gigantic thing that you're almost embarrassed to tell anybody because it's so crazy. That's the kind of goal you want to have, and that's the kind of goal that will keep you going at night and keep you awake thinking about what you're going to do next. And, you know, I think that if more kids got entrepreneurially addicted too, there'd be less drug and alcohol abuse. You say to kids, why do you take drugs? What's the thing? And, well, there's a certain amount of daring to taking drugs. But if you think about it, having your own business beats taking drugs. With your own business, you can be sued for all your worth. You can go bankrupt. You can be harassed by the government. You can have employees steal from you. You can have customers steal from you. You can develop ulcers. You can be evicted from your office. Have your inventory go obsolete or just be plain wiped out by your competition. I mean, does that sound like enough excitement for you? Drugs and alcohol, the worst thing that can happen to you is an overdose causing your death. And then it's all over. With your own business, the excitement always continues.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.